This is KUT. Keeling Middle School has a long history in the East Austin neighborhood around 12th and Chicone Streets. It was named after an African-American teacher. The school served black students until it was closed under desegregation, and then it reopened in the mid-1980s. Today, nearly a quarter of students are considered at risk of dropping out. That's why the PTA runs a mentorship program specifically for male students called Keeling Men. For our On My Block series, KUT's Kate McGee spent time with a student and his mentor.
It's in between classes at Keeling, and the hallways are full of students. It's quieter in the library. That's where Gabriel Russell and Josh Morgan are chatting.
How was your, did you take a test last week?
Yeah.
How was it? What test was it?
It was actually four consecutive tests.
Okay.
It was.
Which one was the hardest?
The math.
Gabriel and Josh go to school less than a mile from each other. Josh is in eighth grade at Keeling, and Gabriel is a junior at Houston Tillotson University, the historically black university in East Austin. They met through the school's Keeling Men program. It pairs young male students with male mentors.
One day we were talking about the shootings of black males, and we were getting into deep thought about it. And
Joshua says his summer track coach was shot by a police officer.
I was kind of put into an emotional state.
The principal at Keeling recommended Josh enter the mentorship program. That's where he met Gabriel. Gabriel is studying education at Houston Tillotson and wants to become a school superintendent.
I played sports in high school, so I wanted to go to school for something with students, with kids, being around, you know, active. I want to always help somebody.
Gabriel and Josh have similar backgrounds. They both grew up without fathers at home, but growing up in a single-parent household hasn't stopped them from being successful. Joshua is a rising track star. He made it to the Junior Olympics last summer. And he does well in school, despite problems during elementary school when he was diagnosed with ADHD. It took a while to get that diagnosis. He often had outbursts in class and was labeled a problem child by his teachers. It also made him conscious of being a young black man.
With most of the other kids, whenever they had outbursts, they'd handle them a bit longer or try to calm them down. But with me, they'd just send me straight to the place that they send the kids who have the outburst. And majority of those other kids were Caucasians, and so I kind of felt like it wasn't very fair.
His mentor, Gabriel, grew up in Fort Worth. Gabriel had his own struggles. He was homeless for a few months as a teenager, living in his car with his mom and siblings when money got tight. He went to Houston Tillotson on a full academic scholarship. He's a National Honor Society student. Gabriel's also a well-known face on HT's campus. He's the campus king.
Mr. Houston Tillotson is a Mr. and Miss Houston Tillotson University. We're kind of like the faces of the student body. So let's say the president has to go speak somewhere and the student, you know, you want student body to be there. Anytime anybody's on campus, we introduce ourselves as Mr. Houston Tillotson, Miss and Mr. Houston Tillotson. Welcome you to our campus.
Students compete in a pageant for the titles. They perform a talent or platform. Gabriel focuses on education. He does a spoken word performance that talks about how to inspire other young men of color.
Born to a single mother, homeless at the age of 14, by society standards, I should be here. But today, I'm the first in my family to attend and soon graduate from university.
At Houston Tillotson last week, Gabriel practiced his performance for friends and staff.
I am desiring to call my people from the seduction of mediocrity and inadequacy to a future miraculously clear.
He was heading to St. Louis to compete against other black male college students from historically black colleges and universities for the title Mr. HBCU. Spoken word and writing are another thing Gabriel and Josh have in common. Gabriel's life experience without a male role model at home is a big part of his work. Same with Josh.
I am in control of my future, the next fastest man alive, a better man than my father, a man that keeps his word, a person who doesn't give up.
At home in his room, Josh reads one of his poems.
Just the writing alone, I mean, any form of writing I really honestly like. I mean, it makes me feel like when I write, it kind of makes me feel like I can do whatever I like with the writing. Do it in my own time, my own way. Don't have to do it this specific way. I don't have to do this specific thing in order to do this. And it's kind of a place where I feel peaceful, I guess you could say. the person I wish to be. Creative, nerdy, the thing that connects my family's differences, the thing that will take away my mother's pain.
When Josh and Gabriel meet, they usually just talk. Sometimes Gabriel brings pizza. When you look at the narrative about young men of color in the United States, there's this perception that they are all in crisis. Looking at Gabriel and Josh, it's clear it's not always that way. That's one way the mentorship program aims to help these middle school students.
Those are 9 and a half?
Yeah.
They fit?
Somewhat.
Back in the library, Gabriel and Josh are chatting about shoes. Gabriel works at a Foot Locker, and he says if Josh does well on his report card, there could be a new pair of shoes in his future.
So she's trying to make sure you won't grow out of them too fast.
I won't, yeah, she's trying to make sure I won't grow out of them too fast.
But those are 9 and a half,
mm-hmm.
And they fit all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you make the A's and B's, you got to show me your report card.
Yes, sir.
Then I take you.
Afterwards, Gabriel heads back to campus, and Josh heads back to class. With a little more motivation to study hard. Kate McGee, KUT News.